Imagine herds of cattle raised not for their milk or meat, but for medicine. Scientists long have dreamed about changing the genetic makeup of farm animals and turning them into biological factories. Scientists in South Dakota and Japan report they've taken a major step toward making that a reality. Their creation? Cows able to produce a wide range of antibodies to fight diseases like smallpox, anthrax, and even children's ear infections. South Dakota Public Radio's Kurt Nickisch has the story.
Inside a white barn surrounded by corn and soybean fields, four calves are waiting for their afternoon feeding. Linda, Heather, Tara, and Yoon don't look any different from calves on neighboring farms, but about 1/3 of 1% of their DNA is human. That may not seem like a lot, but it's about 500 times the amount of DNA from another species that has ever been put into a cow.
Arguably, it's the most complex genetic manipulation ever accomplished.
Jim Roble is the lead scientist for Hematech, a small biotechnology company in Sioux Falls that produced the calves. Each calf carries a set of human genes that enables the immune system to make antibodies against infections. To make this possible, Roble and his team had to overcome a major obstacle. Antibody genes respond to so many different diseases that they're very big. Most successful genetic modifications of plants and animals to date have involved transferring only small fragments of DNA. Hematech scientists, together with their collaborators at a Japanese pharmaceutical company, had to find a way of inserting these giant genes, and they took a lesson from nature. Cells store genetic material in packages called chromosomes, so Roble's team created an artificial chromosome consisting of the antibody genes and some genetic packaging material.
So all of those are contained within this small chromosome fragment, all of the essentials to have the chromosome carried on through cell division, and the cell goes merrily on its way without any interruption or knowing that this added piece of DNA is there.
And it worked. The scientific journal Nature Biotechnology is publishing the research today. Cow cells normally have 60 chromosomes. Hematech's calves have 61. And that 61st is busy churning out human antibodies that are circulating in the calf's blood. Here in Hematech's cloning laboratory in Sioux Falls, technicians are preparing to make identical copies of these calves so they don't have to go through the tricky and costly manipulation for each animal. Eventually, the company hopes to produce thousands of such cows. There are still other scientific hurdles ahead, and the first medical product could be a decade away, but Jim Roble hopes it's downhill from here.
Effectively, I've been working on this project for 20 years. I've always been interested in seeing something of practical use come out of all of this effort. So I feel that finally we're getting to an end product, something that can actually be produced, put on the market, help people, be injected into patients, treat patients, cure patients of various diseases.
While Hematech plans to use the artificial chromosome to make human medicines, scientists elsewhere are dreaming up other ways to use the technology.
This experiment is a technical tour de force.
Bob Wall has reviewed the research. He's a genetic engineer for the U.S. Department of Agriculture. He says now scientists can start manipulating biological traits that are influenced by multiple genes, as most are. For instance, he thinks it would take about 6 genes to give dairy cows resistance to a disease that hinders milk production.
By being able to use an artificial chromosome, as this project did, we'll have a better chance of having it work right the first time we try it. One gene at a time, which is the technology that we had before this publication, wouldn't really get you there.
Meanwhile, Hematech's calves are busy munching away at the feeding trough, unaware that they're paving the way for bigger and more powerful genetic manipulations. For NPR News, I'm Kurt Nickisch in Sioux Falls, South Dakota.